You're listening to Robert Kelly's
You Know What, Dude?
On the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
Yeah, baby, we're starting the podcast right now. We're back, You Know What, Dude, live. Welcome, everybody, to the show.
YKWD.
I started a social media and podcast. The fact.
YKWD podcast.
YKWD is back again.
Old school, back in the day, where it all started, before them all.
YKWD.
This podcast is so fun and crazy.
It has no rules.
Shut up! You're ruining this.
Where's the bandana, man?
I'm sorry. It's a comedy podcast. This isn't NPR.
That's what this podcast does.
Is there any better show? This is the original. You Know What, Dude? That's right. What's up, everybody? Welcome to You Know What, Dude, a.k.a. Calter and Kelly, a.k.a. the fucking Hot 97 mix, a.k.a. the fucking country slang, fucking rock and roll, fucking badass morning show, a.k.a. afternoon drive. We are here today. We got Mike Calter in the house. His palm looks like an old lady's vagina. He's on the beach. He wants to let everybody know, look at me, I'm on the beach. We don't give a fuck in Florida.
No, you know what it was?
Giannis. Whoop, let me introduce everybody.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Giannis. Sorry, it's okay. Don't worry about it. Giannis Pappas is in the house. Giannis. And we got Gabby, low cut cleavage, fucking Bryant. Holy shit. Thank you for pulling those up. And my wife just walked in. Hi, honey.
Headband.
And then, No headband.
No headband.
And I made her put a bra on, too. I had the electrician come over. I'm like, put a bra on.
Bobby, you didn't prepare me for the goatee, man. You needed to prepare me for that. That caught me. I didn't know I was doing a podcast with David Wells.
He was last week. We had him on last week.
Did you
That's
really?
So funny. Yeah, he was on the show last week. Gabby, let me introduce Mush too. Mush, what's up in between the two speakers? Hey. He's the half breed from me and Calter's fucking fuck child we had at a Indigo fucking hotel one night.
That's disgusting.
But so me and him fucking on the. Anyways.
That's wrong.
So yeah, dude, we had him on last week. We had David Wells on. Gabby and Mike, best friends with this guy. Didn't know.
Great, man. He pitched a perfect game, drunk out of his gourd.
Yeah, classic.
I think we might have covered that on our show, Giannis.
I think you might have got to it. I think it might have been one of the highlights. Yeah, I mean, you know.
That's a good point.
I don't know what else he's done, but I'd be hard-pressed to think he did anything as fascinating as that.
Apparently,
staring at Giannis. Look at his face. Doesn't he look like if you combine Fred Flintstone and Barney Rubble at the same time?
People just look like my nickname is Special Needs Stamos. I just look like John Stamos if he had special needs.
You really? You and Chrissy D should do a special needs fucking
fundraiser.
No, I had it. I lost it. I apologize. Fuck. And now it just comes out mean. Now I'm just telling you, fucking retarded.
I know he pitched a perfect game.
21 Jump Street. 21 Jump Street. That would have been good.
Yeah.
Anyways. First of all, how's everybody doing tonight? Michael, you're down on the beach.
You're extra zooted today. Do you have a lot of coffee or something?
I haven't had a lot of coffee. I've had a long, fucking arduous day. And yes, Giannis, I used arduous in the correct way.
I knew I understood it. I was just looking at the rest of the panel knowing that they were going to struggle with it.
And then, is that a pinball machine I see in your background, you little cocksucker?
Yeah, I haven't been in New York City in a while. Let me tell you, I'm getting used to the suburbs. This isn't my house. This is my in-laws' house. I've been quarantining in Long Island so long that I'm voting Republican at this point.
Nice. Welcome. You got a gun?
No, but I'm going to get one. Yeah, anything that moves outside, I just yell, get off my property.
get a dog and call the cops if you see any black dudes. I mean the suburb life is the best. I know you were a city kid your whole life. You were a club guy. You're a DJ guy. You're a theater guy. If you're a New York City if comic, if anyone's a New York City comic, right?
I'm a mixed bag. I'm a mixed bag.
You're a mixed bag, right? We also call Jim Norton that. But yeah.
No, use a different word that rhymed with that.
Oh, ho, ho, mushy.
Getting in on the fray. Mikey getting in on the fray.
He's got good ones. But now you got a taste of the good life, and you like it, don't you?
Yeah, well, you know, I'm preparing for the second half, and I'm enjoying it. And, you know, we got it at the right time. Me and my wife moved out to the suburbs like –
Oh my God.
We literally moved in March. We moved at the timing of our move almost looked like we were in on the virus and knew something about it, you know?
Yeah, you were like all the Iranian comics the night before September 11 when they took off.
Yeah.
I don't come in SD. Not today. I take day off. I'm sorry.
Hey, Giannis, what was the sex of your kid?
She is a girl. She's a girl.
Congratulations.
She is a girl. So
good for you, man.
Yeah. So we're safe. We're safe. I think, you know, in the Greek culture, a girl's not worth as much as a boy.
But, in most cultures.
Yeah.
Right. But also the chance that the boy would grow up gay and then be worth less than both, I don't have to worry about that. So that's a relief, you know? I don't know if I'm doing this right. Am I? I'm voting, you know, if I vote for Biden, I don't know. I'm not voting for anybody. I don't vote. I don't vote as part of my duty as a comedian. I feel like all comedians shouldn't vote as part of our job description, to keep it honest. I think that's a new thing in 2020. We should all take an oath that we're not voting ever again.
And okay, but then you guys can't complain about it. And you can't threaten to move out of the country like Amy Schumer and all that shit. You have to stay and fucking deal with it.
Hey, don't get edgy, all right, Calta?
It's my job. It's my part. That's my role on the show.
I think all comics, the only thing we should do on Twitter is make fun of people. That's it. That's it.
Wow, except, nice segue, except, Bob.
Except Michael Che.
Yeah, I thought you were having me just on organically. I thought, hey, let's have that on. I was going to say, David Wells pitched a perfect game. I'm sure you talked about that, unless he tweeted something about SNL, and then maybe we're going to talk about that.
we really wanted you to come on the other night. We were laying in for a nice smashing, and then Keith Robinson had to be Keith Robinson and just really sidetracked the whole show with his fucking oldness. Holy shit.
It was why I was so concerned about setting up my camera the night before the show, because I don't want to be like old man Robinson.
He put on a pair of headphones. How do they sound? He said they're worth $1,000, and it sounded like a fucking CB radio.
These have cost me $1,000, Robert Kelly. More than you motherfuckers made in 2 nights.
Yeah. I mean, he sounded like this. Can you hear me? Yeah, we can hear you.
The best lie of the night, though, is when he said he lived in the penthouse and you could see the other shitty condos right outside his window.
Yeah, I saw a raccoon fucking sitting on a trash can outside his window. Yeah, his whole parking lot had a bunch of fucking Hondas and like two Toyotas and one beat-up Lexus.
So,
and there's silence. Okay, so listen. Yes.
That sounds about right. I mean, yeah, where he was, it sounds about right. Where
now, let's just be honest, Giannis. You got a little mad at me because I said something.
I didn't get mad.
You got a little. Well, look, this is what's confusing me about you. I'm using hurt, mad. I mean, and you keep going, I didn't get hurt. I didn't get mad. What the fuck was it then?
I was pretty sure that it was a joke, obviously, but I just wanted to make sure. And I just felt like, you know, if I was there, you know, when you become, when you know that you're becoming a father, it just kind of, I don't know, some instinct gets awakened in you that just kind of like, when I heard that, I was like, I just didn't like the way it hung there. You know,
I've done some research.
Yeah.
I've said it to your face. This is not the first time I've said it.
Right,
said the same thing to your face on my show.
Right. Well, it was just like if I would have been there to joke around about it, I think it would have felt a little different. But just the way it just kind of hung there, I was like, whoa, that's got nothing to do with the.
Well, I mean, listen, can I just say something? I say it.
It's your show. Yeah.
let me say, I said, this is what Giannis called me about over the weekend. I said, he's going to have to, I should have done a fucking Ricky Ricardo voice. She's going to have to do some explaining. But I said, do you have to explain to your kid why there's a dress and a wig in your closet? Right?
Don't forget the chicken breast.
Yeah, it wasn't just like that, but it was in that vein. Yeah, you're basically saying it just felt like a statement, like there was something wrong that I would have to explain to my kid about, and I was going like, I'm funny, yeah. That I got a talent.
Well, there's going to be a dress and a wig. You're actually a Puerto Rican crossdresser a couple of days a week.
it's a comedy character. I don't live that way.
No, you're going to have to explain that. That's the fucking joke.
This is how I found in my dad's closet.
Yeah, tell us.
Other women's phone numbers.
A bunch of underwear. Women's underwear. Much more than a dress, let's just say.
Please tell me you found a double-ended dildo.
No.
And one side said John, and the other side said Tico.
I would have done their dildo.
Because it's worth
it. I don't know. That'd be fun. But...
The first thing I'm going to explain to her, I'm going to say, "Hey, you see that wig and that dress? That's why you're able to live where we live at this point."
Well, Liz,
I'm going to charge her for me to say "That's it" 5 times.
Well, dude, I love Marizia. You know that. I think I might like her more than you sometimes.
You're not alone.
She's very fun. I'd love to smoke a cigar with her. You know that. She'd be fucking hilarious. But you want to smoke a cigar? And I live in Westchester, so I thought I'd be the guy, but apparently I'm not. But when I said it, I think it hung out. I don't know if anybody laughed at it, but, you know, I think our job as comedians, right, you can have these little fights or misunderstandings. You and Che are friends. All that shit. Me and you are friends. We're all friends.
Me and Che, I tried to be friends with Che. I like Che. I respect Che, but I wouldn't say we're friends. I'm just full disclosure. I wouldn't say we're friends.
Okay, so I didn't know that, but I thought you guys were friends. But here's the deal. Our job is comics, I believe, and one thing that's missing from comedy right now, comics aren't calling each other out on shit like that. Like what we did the other night, if you had come in, right, it would have been, and that was one of the funniest podcasts I've ever been involved in. But if you had come in, it would have been fucking so, it would have been 10 times funnier, because our job is not to let each other get away with shit like that. It's like, we need to make fun of each other. When you get serious, we need to fucking smash you, and you can still get your point across, and you can still get your point across, but we have to make fun of each other when you do shit like that, because fighting on Twitter, all right, we get it, but dude, come on. Fuck both of you. We're all friends. It's crazy. We know what you were saying. We know what he is saying. And Keith, that's one thing like Tough Crowd had. And Opie and Anthony had, and even at the, when we hang out at clubs, we have that function to fuck with each other. And I don't think that's really around that much anymore. I think comics everybody's so worried about their own little world that we try not to fuck with each other and have fun with each other, even if it comes out fucking mean and vicious, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been fun if I came on too. I couldn't, obviously, because I was doing the family stuff. Plus also, you know, it was 2 whites and 2 blacks. It would have given us the advantage if I came on 3 whites. So.
That's what I'm saying. We needed one more white.
Yeah.
So let me ask you. Well, Che's biggest thing was that you specifically pointed out Weekend Update instead of just saying Saturday Night Live. Just, we get all shit on Saturday Night Live. It hasn't been funny for 20 years. But when you specifically said Weekend Update, he felt like you were taking this swipe at him, he said.
From his position, I could see that, you know, especially I agree with Bobby. I think we all kind of live in our bubbles. And I could see that, you know, Twitter's only, it is what it is. You make a statement. But when I tweeted it, I wasn't thinking about Michael Che. Obviously, I respect Michael Che. Everyone knows Michael Che is a funny comedian. I think he was conflating himself with Weekend Update, where there's 15 writers. It's an institution. It's been on forever. I said him and The Daily Show was making a point about television comedy and the internet, and how television comedy is basically, you know, it's jokes to sell dish soap. I mean, let's not, you know, I mean, you know, it's what it is. And where on the internet, where the internet is concerned, you can really be yourself and say the things you want to say, and how it can't really compete anymore. And I think that comedy that's still happening on television as of late has done more to divide our country than anything else, because it's very one-sided. It's very, you know, it's like, you know, it's like 10 minutes of Trump jokes and that's it. It doesn't serve to bring us together. And that's my point. And even with The Daily Show, it was no knock on Trevor. I mean, he's just one person on the show. But my point is kind of like, you have to admit, it was kind of arrogant of Comedy Central to continue that show after Jon Stewart retired, as if he didn't make that show. I mean, that show existed before Jon Stewart.
He wasn't the first host of that show either, so it was on a roll.
Nobody gave a shit when Craig – they wouldn't have continued it. They wouldn't have looked for a host if it was Craig Kilborn. They would have just fucking ended it because nobody was watching it. And then Jon Stewart made it what it was. And, you know, so
– I have one question for you, though. Do you like my goatee or not?
I like your goatee. Yeah, I feel like I'm. Yeah, I mean, you. I feel like I'm in Tallahassee right now. I feel like I'm in Tallahassee, and I'm talking really? About. I feel like you got a chopper outside, and there's definitely some Budweisers off screen.
Now let me make this better for you. How's that? Is that better?
There you go. Yeah, you're crooked.
So
when I tweeted it, I didn't even remember Michael Che. I haven't watched that show. The only show I watched was when Eddie Murphy was on, and I watched because Eddie Murphy was on, and it was hilarious. And that was the only show I watched of it. So, I mean, I understand why he took it the wrong way. I mean, he takes pride, I guess, in that show. I mean, I think.
I mean, because he's the head writer of the fucking show and Weekend Update.
I don't know. It's like. And then, I didn't mention Michael Che at all. I wasn't even thinking of him. And then, yeah, he screenshotted something that I had texted him, asking him to open for him because I needed the spots. I was just looking for. I texted a lot of people. I might have even asked you, Bobby. I don't remember. And then his fans or his followers were coming on my page. So you know, I joking was like, all right, let me look at what he's texted me. So I went back and saw a text when he asked me to be in a show, and he said that he respected, because he wrote also same guy, as if he didn't know who I was, whatever. So I found a text where it showed that he knew who I was, and he said he respected me on and off stage. And then we had it out, and we joked around in the comments, and that was it.
How did you have a text from that long ago, though?
Actually, that's not that long ago. That one was it was 14, 15. I mean, if I had my old phones, 2011, 12, who knows what's back there?
I'll tell you what's back there. Nice cockpick.
Dick pics.
Nice cockpick going to one of these female comedians. I know how you are.
Yeah, listen. Then I erased it. I mean, I think he mentioned that I was trying to clout.
No, Keith called you a
clout chaser.
Nah, you're a goddamn clout chaser. He's a goddamn clout chaser. Alexia. Hey, Alexia. What is clout chaser?
Alexia.
He called you a clout chaser, which means, can I just say something? I didn't know what it meant either, but what it means is you're trying to get clout.
Who's worse? You're trying to ride his, you're trying to piggyback his clout by talking shit about him, that's what he's accusing you of.
Andy called
but I didn't talk. I didn't mention him. I didn't. Nobody mentioned anything to me. Nobody was like, when I tweeted it, you know, and then Andrew Schultz retweeted it, and Andrew Schultz said something about SNL too, but nobody, not one person said like, oh shit, Michael Che is going to be pissed. Nobody said anything until I started getting people coming to
I'll
my
I'll say page. It right now. Fuck Schultz. I'll say it right now. That motherfucker, I don't like his mustache or his head.
Listen, you didn't like his height the other night either.
Yeah, fuck his height. I don't like how tall and good looking he is. And I like his big cock.
Gifted. Yeah, he's genetically gifted.
Yeah, fuck Schultz. I'll say it. Watch, I'll do it like this. I'll do it like this. Fuck Schultz. Turn your phone sideways. Hey, if you want to enjoy this more, hey, how about you fix it so I don't have to turn my phone sideways, asshole? How's that? Stop spending all your money on a studio and a dumb custom table and make it so I don't have to turn my fucking phone sideways. How's that, Schultzy? Listen, I wish Schultz was here. He'd be fucking good. Listen, he also called you, this is a good one, called you a bitch maid.
A what?
No, he didn't. He didn't call him that. He said he was bitch made. It describes a, not an insult.
We had to look it up in the drive handbook.
Yeah,
bitch made is not an insult.
Well, I mean, but it's not like it's not a name you call somebody. He's been made somebody's bitch. It's a process.
Oh, bitch made. Bitch made.
Been bitch made.
Who's bitch made?
I wish Keith came on today. Goddamn bitch made.
Yeah. Well.
I don't know. We weren't really understanding Keith. We were just laughing at Keith because he was so goddamn drunk and funny. and I've never heard. I've never heard these.
Good guys, but can't keep a woman. Corny and weak. Use
primary gender based. I don't know.
Like a bitch. I can't.
More importantly, honest. If you look to the right, you can see these terms haven't been used since 2010, and Keith is still using them now.
But here's the thing, dude. Another one that made me happier the other night. If you came in with pink all over your face and tried to fucking smash everybody,
I would have totally come on if I was available. You know, it's like yeah.
I know. That's why I called you a bitch made, because you were at a fucking gender. You're a gender reveal party. He was like, men don't go to gender reveal parties. He's a bitch made. Am I right?
You waited 8 months. You couldn't wait 5 more minutes?
Yeah. And just to prove against Keith's point, I could have waited to try to get Che on our podcast for the traffic, but I decided to come on here, and now it's over. So that's it. You got the traffic.
What,
I'm giving it to Bobby Kelly out of respect.
Did you pop balloons? How did you find out what the gender was?
Yeah, we did the whole canon thing, you know. We did the canon and, girls.
It was what did you just say, a cannon?
A cannon.
Where the fuck are you?
Blew out pink confetti.
It blows out pink confetti, which I think is presumptuous because colors, it should not be, pink should not be affiliated with feminine. I mean, what is that? What
God
is
damn
that?
It. Goddamn, Kalta, he is a goddamn bitch bag. Listen to the way he's talking right now.
I contacted that company.
I don't even like the color pink. Pink for fairies and girls. Pappas.
It was a funny fucking episode. But, you know, I was sitting there thinking about it all weekend, and I remember you called me up, and, you know, we talked because we're a little, I guess, closer than everybody else. And, you know, I thought you were actually friends, more friendly with Mike than that. But that being said, you know, I miss that there's not this open thing. You know, we used to call it comedy court. Keith went to comedy court for his stupid joke. Keith called him a hack. He said, your joke's hacky. He's like, it's not hacky. It's fucking brilliant. The money bank money on the fuck, getting robbed on the bus. And we took him to comedy court for a stupid joke. And we all sat around the table and smashed his act. And it hurt. He goes, it goddamn hurt. It hurt real bad because I liked the joke. But they were right. Fuck them. We don't do that anymore. And there's a lot of fucking people just running around that I wish we could just be like, ah, you stupid fuck, stop doing that. And not have to deal with this. I think, I don't know what it is. Is it social justice? Are we worried about our careers being taken away? Are we worried about, you know what I mean? It's like, I think the other night was a healthy thing. I think it was a great thing.
Yeah,
if you had come in, it would have been brilliant.
Yeah, and I wish I came on. And, you know, I can understand why Che took it personally. He cares a lot about the show, I guess. He identifies a lot with it. But, you know, Che's stand-up is different than watching Weekend Update. Weekend Update is part of SNL. You can't carve it out. It's part of that.
Here's the problem with that. Ready? Here's the problem with that. Is that you you have to –
it's not really. But let me just before that. It's like if he watched my fusion show that I was on and called it a piece of shit. Am I gonna, it was a piece of shit. It was a piece of shit.
I thought it was a good show.
There's a big difference. There's a big difference between your fusion show and the longest running live comedy television show on that he's the head writer and host of. That's why he takes it personally.
He's not the host. He's the head writer. Oh, he's a host. I didn't know he was the head writer, first of all. And even if he's the head writer, there's 20 writers up there, and all their jokes have to be filtered through, is this appropriate for, our cultural standards,
that's how people make – that's how network things make money. That's how people work for corporations out there. I have to deal with it every day. I'd love to get up there and say cunt four times a day, but I can't because I work for a corporation.
Hey, oh.
Well, I didn't know he was there.
Well, look at the screen once
in a
while.
I'm on speaker view.
All
I would have said pussy instead of cunt for sure.
Hey! Well, where's your mother?
No, I'm just trying to say hi. Oh, hi, everyone.
Hi, Max.
Hey, Jerry Garcia.
Hi, Giannis.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
Look at that hair, Giannis.
Yeah, that keep that hair. That hair is going to come in handy. First time you go on a date, make sure to do this. Flip it to the right. Just do that all night.
My pal. Holy God.
Yeah, I know. I work that's sitting next to you.
I worked for corporations. I was working for a big one when I had that show, and the show still sucked. It sucked.
Yeah, but it's a different time now. It's a different time. People are so sensitive. You'll lose your job. You know better than anybody. Comics know. You lose your fucking your livelihood.
Well, can I piss off the right people?
And that's why I think the internet it seems to be winning because you can sort of really be funny without having to think about who you're playing to and you know what the consequences are.
You're right about that. Joe Rogan just won.
Yeah, but he's corporate. He's corporate. He does not say everything. He doesn't just blast everything out. There's no way. You know there's shit he doesn't say because he can't.
Well, I feel like since he's gotten big, he feels a little bit of responsibility because of
the size of the audience.
But I mean, he's had a lot of people on that you'd go like, I don't know if that's gonna. He's let them talk. You know, Alex Jones.
Yeah. I think he has everybody on. It's great, but there are some guidelines. I think though, like you said, I don't think that you knew he was the head writer of the show.
I didn't. And I don't think you had him in mind. No, I did not.
I don't think you had in mind when you said that. I think you were doing one of your Giannis, you know, you like to write shit. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, you like to the fucking
I was voicing an opinion about something that I felt something about.
Or maybe you hate Colin Jost.
I wasn't even thinking about him either. I don't know him either. So that, you know, I understand this gets a little tricky when everyone knows everybody and it's a scene and stuff like that. And I get it. But, you know, I never said anyone's name. I was not thinking of Michael Che. And
That's like me going on a show. Like if I didn't like Chrissy D's interstitial show, right? His little thing. And I went on a show or I went on the internet.
He doesn't like a show.
No, but I actually like his show a lot. But if I was like, fucking Comedy Central puts out horse shit. They fucking stink.
I've heard you say that.
Yeah, but to you. I've said it to you.
Probably said it on a podcast. I mean, let's be honest. I tweeted it, but how many fucking people are thinking the same exact thing I'm thinking?
Let's be honest.
I mean, seriously, am I the only one who holds that opinion, really? Am I the only one? Is everyone else going, did you see Weekend Update last night? They really dug into the culture. Jesus Christ. They really put the left on their heels and the right on their heels. They only did one Trump joke. I mean, it's starting to really bring people together.
You are really out in Long Island, aren't you?
Well, am I saying something that's wrong? Tell me I'm wrong. To my face, look at me and say it.
I don't know. I don't watch that garbage.
There you go. I think I have the highest respect for Michael Che as a comedian. I've known him for a long time. He's done my shows. I did his shows. I watched him come up. I was coming up too. I was a little ahead of him, but we were both coming up. You know, we did half hours at Comedy Central together. We hung out in Edinburgh. You know, I've constantly tried to be friends with Michael Che. He never responds to anything. I'm not the only one. I don't take it personally. He doesn't respond to anyone. So it was not personal against Michael Che. And Michael Che knows he's a good fucking stand-up comedian and a good writer. So it's like I would never have said that about Michael Che, but I was not talking about Michael Che.
Yes. Yep. Yeah, no, I get you. Look, but it's – let me tell you something. The fact that we all could get on and smash –
Now, Keith Robinson on the other hand, he's a fucking bitch-made bitch.
Ooh,
Bullshit. Bullshit, you Greek Puerto Rican.
But I think it's priceless that we can still fucking get on and smash each other
and
fuck with each other. But you saw the podcast. You must have laughed your ass off.
I saw it. Yeah, I got a glimpse at it. I took a peek. I saw it and it was very funny. Yeah, it was very, very
funny. Did you fast forward just to the parts where we talked about you, be honest?
No, I watched the whole thing, of course.
Did you take notes?
No, I just liked the part when he went, why should I care what Giannis, the way he said, Giannis Pappas. And then Kate was like, that was a dick right there, motherfucker.
That was his name. That was a pass. He was throwing some passive aggressive shit right at you.
Yeah.
But that's it right there, Giannis. That moment, he did that. Why should I? And we were like, fuck you. You're being a cunt too. You're throwing digs right now. That's why I love comics. Because we don't let you get away with anything. Nothing. You don't get away with it.
And look, I hate to say this, but we're kind of all like mean girls, you know? Mean girls compete for attention. Yes. That's what they fight about. And comedians, we're all attention-starved little bitches. And we fight like little bitches. Instead of calling each other whatever, we got to put it on a podcast. But listen, the fans are enjoying it, whatever are watching this. And it doesn't mean anything. You know, this is all meaningless bullshit. Anyone who fucking puts a camera on and says, look at me, is a bitch-made bitch. We're not real men. None of us are real men.
We're all bitch men.
We're all doing skits. We're all running out and saying, hey, come to my little school skit. And it's bitch stuff.
You know what? You're right. We're all bitch maids.
We are all bitch maids.
That's right. We're all bitch maids. And we're all, well, look at Mike. He's like, I'm not a bitch maid. What are you, Mike? You're a man?
Oh, I'm a man.
I tend to agree. I tend to agree, Galdi. You are a fucking man. Makes me sick.
Totally wear a pink shirt, though.
Yeah? What is that?
Chicks on the beach.
Oh, shut up.
Are they being murdered?
You can hear that loud?
Yeah, we can hear it. Yeah. Yeah, look at that. Florida. Fucking Christ.
What are you guys doing? Sitting in your homes?
Yeah, I'm sitting outside. I'm putting my pool up tomorrow. I got a pool going up, Yano.
I'm coming over. I just smoked. I had a little David off out here in Long Island, and pretty soon I'm gonna come into that shed with you.
When are you coming back to your house? When are you going to your house?
Probably tomorrow.
Are you done? Are you gonna stay in your house now?
Yeah, we come back and forth. You know, the in-laws are over here, so we come over here. You know.
The in-laws, they got a nice house out there, don't they?
They do have a decent digs over here. Not bad. Yeah.
You married into some digs.
You got to marry into some digs. I married into a beautiful, stable family. I love them all. I get along with them all. It's great. I have to say, in personal life, I'm crushing it. Now we got to figure out this whole career thing.
Well, you keep fucking talking shit about famous people. Maybe you're... Let's pick somebody else. Let's talk about Rogan. Let's do it. Did it. Come on, Giannis. What do you got? Let's start small, yet big. Tim
Dillon.
How about
this? He just signed a deal with Spotify. So fuck Spotify. I hate Spotify, that piece of shit network. Hey, man, I heard you were talking shit about Spotify. You know I just signed a deal with them.
Either that or he just chokes you the fuck out next time he sees you.
Yeah, he could do that very, very easily.
He's not
Rogan. Yeah, Rogan.
No, he's not a bitch, man.
He's not. Definitely not.
I felt bad that you thought I threw that out there as a. I don't know what my tone was on that, but I, you know, we all have stuff that we're gonna.
Can we pull it up? Can Mike pull it up? We can watch it.
I don't know.
Yeah, let's watch it.
Yeah, let's watch it.
You said it as comical as anything else. Of course I did. You laid it down several times that you loved Giannis before you said that.
He had a little venom in there. No.
Nah, come on, dude. I mean, listen.
And that's why I said I wasn't mad, Bobby. It was like...
Let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
So Mauricio's got a gig out in Long Island.
Yeah.
But you got to go to your wife's parents' house.
Yeah.
With the wig.
Yeah.
And the dress.
Yeah. I don't have those hangups. I'm very confident. I'm not a homophobe. I'm very, you know, my family loves it. They love Maurice. It's big out here. They love it. I'll go upstairs with the wig on. I'll do a cameo in front of them.
No, you won't. You would never do it.
Yes, of course I would.
Would you really?
Yeah, of course I would. It's a character. I do a character. It's not my only one.
Can we have
if it was my only successful one, that would be weird. But you guys keep talking about it like it's the only thing I do. I got a whole nother one that's got millions of views as well.
Yes, you're right. You're absolutely right.
What I is like that him. One?
It's a Greek guy. He's a guy. He's a man. So I balanced it out. If I had two girl characters that were popular, then maybe you got a point.
Then you're a bitch, babe. Hey, you should come on as Mauricia, and we'll have Che on and go at it and let her give him the fucking business.
That would be great. That would be great.
You that fucking pussy.
Keith wouldn't know the difference.
But I was saying,
Bob, Puerto Rican bitch.
I wasn't mad at you. I was more concerned about it going out to the public as if, like, there's something wrong with me or it or something like that. Without it being clear, it's a joke, you know.
And I find you rather attractive in that outfit.
I know you do. Yeah, I know you do.
Yeah, I got. Let me tell you something. If anybody's got something to explain to his kid, I fucking blew a guy for a steak. Listen, mm-hmm. I got explaining to do. Okay.
Is that true?
I don't know. You're not my kid. I don't have to fucking tell you.
Is that true? And what kind of steak for future reference?
It was a T-bone, and no, it's not true.
Yeah, understandable. Was the guy in a wig at least, or what?
No, it was just a nerd. Listen,
that's full blown. Yeah. That's a full blown guy.
Shit. I was thinking about
sexuality. You got a wig on, I'll give you points. I'll go points like this, a dunk contest. I'll go points.
I was thinking about sexuality the other day. I don't give a fuck. I don't care about any of that shit.
I don't, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Like, somebody asked me, what if your kid's gay? I go, what the fuck? Who gives a shit?
Do you know how many people still give a shit about that? Like, when I say that on the air, I get hate emails. Of course you care. You're a liar. Why the fuck would I care?
Yeah, it's so funny that the people who say that purport to, like, love freedom. It's like, wait a second. So what's freedom then? They got to be exactly like you? That's not freedom then. That's fascism. Like, freedom should be, I want to do this, you do that. You should be defending their right to do whatever they do. That's freedom. I mean, it's really hypocritical.
It's very hypocritical. And I also, why would anybody care what gets somebody off?
Because they're hiding something or they're insecure. Right. It's always the person who's the most homophobic. I mean, it's almost like a mathematical equation. It's like at this point you can see if someone's like, man, get that gay shit. It's like, you know, they're sneaking on Grindr being like, let's pretend like we're friends playing with baseball cards. We'll jerk, you know, you just know it's happening.
I mean, look at the most homophobic senators are the ones that always get busted doing gay shit.
Yeah, Shakespeare had an old expression. It was, thou doth protest too much.
Are you sure that was Shakespeare and wasn't Chrissy D?
No, it
sounds very Chrissy D. Sounds like Chrissy D. It sounds like, yeah. Chrissy D. Yo, that thou protest too much.
What did you say Chrissy D sounded like? Because you nailed it. Was it Edith from Archie Bunker?
I forget. I don't know. I think
I said that your impression of him sounded like Edith from Archie Bunker.
Oh yeah, no. No, even in the chat, they were like, because I did, I did a terrible accent at Chrissy D. I did some accent, but I was like, Giannis, why do you do that? Because I couldn't whip out Chrissy D's accent. I couldn't get it out. Yeah, I don't fucking give a fuck. I think, you know, it's what's weird is that now sexuality, a guy can do whatever he wants to do. It's the greatest time in the world to, I mean, just be whatever the fuck you are. Why live with that stigma? Why live with that fucking craziness when you can be whatever you are? But I guess that's on the coast. In the middle of the country, you might get some shit for it.
Well, if you live in the middle and you feel that way, go move to the coasts.
Yeah, go suck a coast dick.
Go to the coast. Yeah. Yeah.
Get a nice coast dick.
I think more than ever now it's accepted. That's a good thing. To me, that's freedom. You know, it's a good thing.
But why is it not accepted? Why is, like, a straight gay guy not accepted?
What do you mean?
I'm talking to Mike. Mike, why are you not accepted? Why is a guy who likes girls but also likes guys?
I'm totally hetero, and I'm totally for everybody's freedom. Suck whoever's dick you want. But yet, people have a hard time believing that I have no interest, no tendency, especially, I can't believe how many comedians. Joe List pretty much said he was bisexual on the show. That's he was dreaming me. About. So he was watching. He was watching a movie where guys sucked each other's dick. And he's like, it was great. It was a big monster cock. Like, he was dying to try it. And his wife was like,
out,
yeah.
What comic came out on your show?
I wouldn't say he came out, but Jay Moore talked about doing some stuff in a steam room with some dudes.
Yeah.
I don't know. I feel like I'm betraying him, but he said it on the air twice.
Oh, he said it on the air. No, I think that's a spectrum. It's a spectrum. Some people are, you know, you fall on a spectrum. It's like, I'm a heterosexual guy. I'm into women. I'm not into guys. I'm not into the male form at all. I've seen some transsexual women though that look really like women, and I'll say, hey, that's attractive.
Right. Until you see the dick.
And then I just go, you know what? We're trying something different tonight. Big deal. You know,
see,
I don't know if I would do it, but you know what? It's like, hey, you know, maybe I'll get you from behind and I pretend like I'm so big I pop through the other side. Big deal. Use your
Maybe you lie on your back and you just let him sit on your face. Maybe just open your mouth. Maybe you pretend, you know, you're a doctor and you got to check your tonsils.
Some of them really pull it off.
And I, you know, I respect what they want to do. You know, it's like they're people. I see them as people. It's kind of like a, you know,
I like a Beyond Burger.
It's like a Beyond Burger. Like, I prefer meat, but, you know, in a jam, it tastes pretty close.
Well, one tastes like fucking haddock and the other one tastes like a foot. But listen, when you told me when Jay Moore did that on the show, that made me like him even more. That made me just go, this fucking guy is being himself.
I get what you're saying, but I feel like for him, it's coming from a place of he's going to melt down soon. And I don't mean it's because he has gay tendencies. I feel like he's just throwing it all out there now. Like, he doesn't give a fuck anymore. I don't think it's a freedom thing. I think he's like at his end. Like, yeah, I worry about him.
You're going to have him on next episode when he hears that.
I texted him a couple of days later and said, I'm just checking in on you to make sure you're okay. And he was like, I'm great. I just worry about him. I worry that one day we're going to wake up and Jay Moore is going to blow his brains off.
I think Jay Moore is, he's doing what he loves to do. I love when, I was having a conversation with somebody about this the other night. People with fame, some of them bitch about the fame and, you know, you can't get out of it and you can't, you know, it's like, you can just give it up. You don't need, you know, you tried being rich, you tried being famous. That's what would everybody's in this for that. It might not work out to the extreme that you think it might, but you can always give up fame and money. You don't need to have it.
You can move to Montana and nobody will ever hear from you again.
You can always give up fame and money. People who bitch about being famous really bothers me, because it's like, listen, give it up. Go get a job.
Yeah.
Go get a fucking job. There's a lot of people not now because we're in a pandemic, but you can go get a job and you can give your money away. You can give your money away to charity, keep enough for you to have a certain house. And you know what? Grow a beard. They won't fucking notice you after a little while. You'll fade right in like the little guy from fucking The Drummonds.
The Drummonds.
Yeah, what the fuck is that little Drummond? The little
Arnold. What are you talking
about? Yeah, Arnold.
Different strokes.
Yeah.
You're the only one to ever call The Drummonds.
Yeah.
I think it's a good time to have a really. This is probably the happiest time to be in our business, because you can really carve out a nice little niche for yourself and not have to deal with all the pitfalls of fame and have a real good normal life and make good money. That wasn't possible before. The internet had, you know, the entertainment business has kind of exploded into a million pieces. And I think a lot of times everyone mistakes their piece for the whole, and it's not. And I think, you know, that's maybe why we get into our own bubbles, but it's also a great opportunity for you to build your own thing and have a normal life. Be famous to the people who know you, which is nice. You can walk down the street. You don't got to worry about dumb shit.
Dude, I'm getting shit for this. You know, I'm getting fucking trashed for having a Patreon and doing a show with Coulter every night.
You're getting trashed by Louis J. Gomez because he wants you to join Gas Digital. That's it. Nobody else is.
Anthony Cumia and them, you know, and fucking Lewis. And he was at my house Saturday, Sunday. I was like, dude, what do you think fucking Gas Digital is?
Gas Digital, the whole thing is a paywall. What's he talking about?
The fucking paywall. Cumia's whole network is a fucking paywall.
It's
serious.
Ridiculous.
Satellite radio. fucking paywall. So I step into the game, and all of a sudden he's asking his fans to, and it's like, well, he's not paying people. Dude, I've done Kumia's show. It costs me money to do it. $50 to park. Yeah, I got to leave my house at rush hour, park the car, go up, $50, do the show, and then an hour and a half home. And I never complain. I never bitch. I want to help. I want to do your show. Fucking same thing with Gomez. You know how many times I did shitty hammer fisting when it was a fucking, what the fuck? I fucking was hanging out with Dana White in Vegas, and he wanted me to do Luis Gomez, do my hammer fisting. What? I never asked for money. What the fuck do you want? We what help each Kumia other say? Out. Kumia said, well, they were trying to get something going on the Patreon. And I'm like, listen, these fans, like, congratulations on your 3,000, by the way. Very jealous, very envious.
Thank you very much.
Congratulations, you son of a bitches. That's why fucking Mush is. Look at Mush. He doesn't even pay attention anymore. He used to be right with us. But now that he's with the 3,000 show, he's, you know, he saves his energy for fucking mornings.
Mike's the best. Mike emoji face. Fans love him.
Yeah, he's Mush on this show. Relax with that emoji
face. He's Funko Pop face on this show.
Mush's head is getting so big, by the way. You got to stop eating fucking Mongolian beef fucking little place. Wherever you're going, lay off on the rice. Get some vegetables. We need you back in New York.
This feels like big head on big head crime. I can't watch it.
Calta's gone. Oh, there he's back. What was I saying?
Kumia.
Oh, yeah. But they're trashing me about
it. You were right there. You said Kumia said the N-word. Go ahead.
But it's like, listen, man, I do all your fucking shows, and you're all behind paywalls. And not only that, you're the ones getting paid the most.
What is the argument? What is the argument? Like, why are they giving you shit?
Listen.
That's a good question.
I believe, I didn't really listen to it. I just got told secondhand, and then I called Lewis. Here's my thing, too. I don't fucking, I call you right up. I don't deal in text message fights or fucking Instagram. I just call you, and you talk. As soon as you talk to somebody, it's over, usually. It's like, yeah, you know, you get the tone, right? I called them up. I guess they were trashing because I have a Patreon, and I'm having people on. And I'm supposed to pay everybody that comes on here a certain amount of money, guests.
But a side note, okay, you can do this Patreon and not have a fucking guest on the show. And most Absolutely. Of the guys that you have on, like Feeney and Sagalo and those guys, are benefiting from being on the show because there's a whole audience, especially my Southeastern audience, that don't really know who they are because they don't come down here a lot. So. And nobody's forcing anybody to come on the fucking show except for Giannis. We forced him to come on and defend his honor tonight. But other than that, everybody else could just say no. Everybody else could be like, fuck off, I'm busy, I got something to do. But everybody was sitting around bored off their ass with the pandemic, and they were like, okay, I'll do it and get more hits on my site. So who the fuck's complaining?
It's one of the stupidest things I've ever heard a comedian say. It's so counterintuitive and would only hurt comedians. It's doing such a good thing for comedians to have fans support them directly.
Yes.
I mean, I don't even know what he's talking about. At one point, Lewis, we were on your show, actually, and he started talking about Cameo. And he's going, and I tried to make him explain to me what's wrong with Cameo. He goes, well, you're monetizing your fans. I'm going, they're asking me for it. I'm doing something they want. They want the Cameo. I said, why don't you go ask the fans what they think about the Cameo? It's like they want it. They want to pay for it. They want to support it. They want the video.
I thought Cameo was pretty pathetic in the beginning, but I've bought 7 of them so far. I love it.
I mean, it's like you can't resist change. You can't resist change in the world. It's, you know, you gotta change with it.
I had Chrissy D promote my shows.
You had me. You caught me. I had no idea it was you. Yeah, I put the wig on and everything for you. Sometimes when I do the Maurices, I'll just do them as me. I put the fucking wig on for you. I might have even shaved the 5 o'clock shadow. No, I was going, come see Bobby. Listen, Bobby's one of my favorite comedians. He's so funny. He's so handsome. Listen, I think you're going to be in Tampa. I'm going to go see you, Bobby. All my people's in Tampa. Go see Bobby, whoever you are. Robert. I think you said Robert. I was saying Robert.
I know, it was Bobby with an IE.
I said, Robert, you sound classy too.
My agent, Matt Frost, was like, dude, I got an idea. And I was like, all right. So he started hiring comedians, cameos to promote my dates, and I would use it on my Instagram.
That was fucking great. That was brilliant.
Oh, it was fucking brilliant, dude. It was so – I had Nick DiPaolo do it. Oh, Nick's was the best. But, yeah, look, Cameo, the guy just contacted me today. I understand it. I think it's – can I be honest with you? I think it has something to do with self-esteem. I think that you don't think that – like, I don't deserve that. Like, maybe if I was fucking Hugh Jackman – I could do that and get, you know, like that would be worth something. I feel like I'm not worth doing Cameo for, you know what I mean? Yeah. So it would have to go back on me as far as Cameo. Like if I put a Cameo out, I'd love to give people, but you know, what do you charge? I don't know what I'm worth. What some people charge $10. Some people charge 50. Some people charge, you know, 100. I don't know, but what, I don't
what's
give
the
a
split? Fuck. What's the split with Cameo? What's the split with Cameo?
They only take like a couple bucks off it or whatever. I don't know the percent, but it's not much.
How much is yours, John?
Mine's 50.
$50. He was a fucking hot one. That was a good plug. That was like a Facebook ad.
Yeah, well, they tell you start low and then you can always raise it. So I started low and then it's the supply demand. So they start coming in a lot. So you go a little higher and the fans are happy. You're happy. They get their birthday shot out and they want to see one of the characters or some of them are for me. And it's just, you know, it's a pure thing. You know, you said something very interesting. I have strong feelings about that. I won't tweet them because I don't want to offend anyone. But, you know, I think comedians, we do, that's something we all kind of share in common. There's a reason why we want to get all this adulation from strangers because we have this kind of low self-esteem. And I think the old world, there was a lot of gatekeepers and industry people who really preyed on that. I'm gonna book you. I'm going to give you spots. And you were like, oh, I made it. I'm here. I made it because you like me. It's like comedians need to start looking up to the entrepreneurs, the people who are making it for themselves.
If you say fucking Andrew Schultz, I'm going to drive to Long Island.
Andrew Schultz?
And I'm going to smash you with this mic stand.
I'm going to his cult meeting later. So I got guys, come on. You know, it's called Young Heezy. Follow Young Heezy. We're changing the game. But you know he's in the way that he's an entrepreneur. He's one of many. There's many. Rogan did it. Everyone who has a podcast, you're doing it. Patreon. Lewis is doing it. It's like you can do that now, and you should be doing that now. You should
of course.
Be and if I didn't fuck, let me, support each I, other. I don't gotta have somebody who's never done comedy approve me or not. I can say Robert Kelly thinks I'm funny. That, what do you think matters more to me? If some booker of a club books me or if Bill Burr says you're a funny guy?
Why'd you have to switch it to Bill? You said me. It made me happy.
I was about to say you or fucking Robert Kelly or Bill or Michael Che or Calta or fucking Mike Emoji Face. Anyone who's doing fucking comedy says that I'm funny. Now that means more. Now that means more than somebody who's fucking writing names in a fucking notepad.
Yeah, but here's the deal. It's like if you look back at when I started fucking Riotcast with Rob Sprantz, it's like, Lewis, you had a fucking mini recorder with you and Dave Smith in your shitty studio apartment. And I brought you onto the network and gave you a fucking home. You know, and went on your show all the fucking time for nothing. I used to go to the projects, go into the shitty apartment. It wasn't like I was, what do you think, I expect money? No, that's what we do. We help each other. And whatever fucking way you turn a dollar, if you're giving somebody something, it's not like I'm doing one show a week on Patreon and I'm fucking asking for some money. We're here every night. I do the live from the shed. I do the tech talks. There's so much content on my page that it's like, dude, this is way worth more than $5.
And, yeah, I mean, even if you were only doing it once a month, I mean, what's the problem? If fans love you and you're funny,
yes,
you are. You're one of the funniest guys, and now you've hooked up with another funny guy. I'd fucking pay for your Patreon, you know, if I wanted to support the competition. But I want to crush you. That's what I want to do.
We're gonna crush you. Look at
you know
us.
How many people
Look
now have
us.
Watched the fucking Last Dance and with their shitty no talents going, I just gotta crush everybody. If fucking somebody says anything to me, I'm gonna remember it for 10 years.
That's how
I am. Fuck shit. Yeah. Yeah, but you're in a different game, Mike. Radio is a cutthroat. That's a morning radio is a fucking cutthroat business. This right now, a Patreon, you can. This is the reason why I love it. The reason why I started YKWD. I was on O&A, and I was like, I just want to go get my fans and give them a place to go. Because not everybody on O&A liked my comedy. Not every all the O&A fans liked me. Not all the tough crowd people liked me. Not all the Torgasm Dane Cook people, you know, liked me. So let me, I wanted to give them a place to come and have me once a week. That's it. That's it. And that's why I started the Patreon too. Let me give my fans, boom. And then when Mike was like, let's do this, I was like, that's great. You know, my number one best friend, let's do a show. Now all his fans came, my fans came, and now we're doing the show. And let me tell you
something. Now Michael K's fans are checking in right now. So we got them.
No, we didn't get any from Michael Che.
Well, fucking call him up. Get this. Him on here. Send him the Ross link.
Was, Jenny C, who refuses to return an email. No, I'm kidding. She Voss was on that show and actually defended me. So I got to give it up for Voss.
Yeah, I don't understand that. I'm with Calta. I don't understand that. I don't even understand the argument. I mean, it's like.
It's like.
Especially
you guys
coming from two guys who have paywalls. I mean, if that's not the pot calling the kettle back, I don't know what it is.
Yeah, and I don't know what you guys charge to get in your shows, but there are no comedy shows right now. So if you have somebody who, if you're in fucking Kentucky and your main source of enjoyment was going to see live comedy and you're not getting it now, for $5 a month, you can see it every night.
Yeah,
and let me, okay, let bitch guilt me out of fucking doing this, and then I'll fucking move to a one bedroom in Everett, Mass. Yeah, okay. Well, fuck you. It's the same thing. I was like, Lewis, you're fucking making the most money out of all the people on your network by charging a fucking fee. What are you talking about? You're
Did
behind
he comprehend
a
paywall. That? What
yes, of course he did. He laughed. He was like, "Yeah, you're right." It's like, "Yeah, but you're on a fucking show, telling people not to come to me when all I've done is tell people to go to you. From day one, all I've said, go check out Luis Gomez, Hammer Fisting, the Legion of Skanks, fucking everything. When it was not popular to go on Anthony Cumia's show, I was what? Let me go, because I got to support this motherfucker, because he's my friend.
And he's also the richest one out of all of us. He could do a show and give it away for free and depend on advertising. He could roll those fucking dice if he wants to.
Well, look, do whatever you want, but I'm there for everybody, and that's what we're supposed to do. And I'm not going to sit there and tell people, yeah, fucking don't do that. Go. Do what you can do. Go find what you like. You know, and quite frankly, I fucking love doing this show every night. I get excited to do this show. And it's been a long time since I got excited to do. I mean, I'm working more than I've ever had. And it's not just 7 to 8 every night. All day long, me and Mike are fucking figuring shit out, how to promote it, how to get it to more people, how to give the fans what we want, you know, all that shit.
Who else is doing a 6-night-a-week show?
The fucking stupid hyenas.
Well, all right, but they're having success doing it. You know what I'm saying? They're having success doing it, and that's why you keep doing it. So who, I mean, there's not many people that are doing it every fucking day and not half-assing.
Yes. Well, here's the thing. When you guys started going in the morning, right? You're waking up in the fucking crack of fuck to do a show 5 days a week. Right. That's work.
Yeah.
That's work.
Yeah.
Fucking work, dude. We're doing it at night. That's what we should do. We should start our own little fucking one fucking network. You do mornings. We'll do nights. We'll get somebody to do the afternoons, and we'll just become the fucking new motherfuckers, huh?
Can we do afternoons? I got to get up so early in the morning.
No, we'll do afternoons.
Yeah, what time do you do your show?
Jesus, Giannis, come on. You're on it.
No, I mean, I mean the radio show.
Morning, 6 to 10.
Wow.
Yeah, so I do this from 7 to 8, which is usually like 7 to 8:30. Yeah. And then I go and spend a half hour with my kids, and then I go to bed.
Yeah, I mean, you're working hard right now. Double dipping, that's great. Yeah.
Gabby,
it's not for the money. It's for the fucking sake of a new project that I think could be good.
Yeah, it will be.
Yeah, dude, time to take over. East Coast is taking over. That's my fucking goal. Let's take over.
Why are you starting a gang war?
Why you got to create rivals there, Bobby? I'm not trying to create rivals. What do you want? He's going to get shot.
East side, yo.
Now we got to kill one of their guys.
All right, don't worry about it. We're going to send Chrissy D and Giannis over to take them out.
I don't want to get shot again. It's not fun.
No, Chris, you guys are West Coast boys now.
We're over here. I'd love to get into the West Coast more. I mean, those guys got the right idea. I mean, those guys are making good cake. And
they all support each other.
They support each other.
Yep. And they support each other. They don't go on Twitter and talk shit about their projects that they're doing.
They do it strategically to get the fans involved. They do these little feuds and they plan it out to promote their projects. And the fans love the drama. You hear that, Jay? They love it. I'm trying to get my clout because I'm a bitch boy.
You're a bitch, mate.
You're a bitch, mate.
Bitch, mate.
Bitch, mate. I'm
a party rubber, Fred Flintstone looking motherfucker.
Gabby.
What?
What's wrong with you?
What?
The fans want to know what's wrong with Gabby. Are you okay?
I'm watching Gabby's show at the stand. She drinks fucking wine. She says, come on in. Come on in.
She's come on in.
Like Mr. Rogers, come on. I see you, Giannis. I see you, Terry. I see you. I watch it.
I do. I love my live show at the stand. I'm tired. I was in the sun all day.
So was I.
Mm-hmm. Oh, weird.
I love the way the longer the show goes, the more of your shirt falls off.
Can you stop talking about Gabby like that, please?
Why? I'm a heterosexual man. She's an attractive young lady.
And I'm very.
What is wrong with this?
Why? Why do you think I'm acting weird? I'm just being quiet.
The fans said you're just staring into the fucking thing. You looked weird. I'm just saying what the fans are noticing. That's all.
Yeah, I mean, no offense to all of us. I mean, Gabby is a beautiful girl, obviously, but I'm looking at the four squares up there. I mean, she is so much better looking than the four human beings that are surrounding her right now. It looks like a science experiment. It looks like, I mean, we don't look like the same species, the four of us.
Yeah, Gabby does a
purpose because it makes when I come on the show, it does make me look better looking. So it's really, this is more press for myself.
Where's your father?
You look like you're Bobby Kelly's wrestling manager.
That was all right.
Keep going.
You fucking laughed, goatee. Your goatee moved.
You like my goatee. Don't even fucking kid yourself.
I like it, but you could have prepared me for it a little bit. I didn't I want to put a bandana around your head.
You want me to get him?
Yeah, get your dad. You ever meet Gabby's dad?
I'd love to. I mean, I'm going to fan out. Yeah, fuck Michael Che. Let's get some real star power on this.
Oh. Hey, didn't Schultz tell you to get a backdrop or something?
I do whatever Schultz says.
Hi, are you
Hold on one second. I got to stop the show right now. Sorry, guys.
Okay, when you come home, come up to my room.
Let me tell you something. Schultzy, that motherfucker. That little son of a bitch.
Schultzy, he's doing his own thing. You know, I 10 years ago, me and my buddy Jesse, we got a studio. We had a green screen. We were shooting. We were doing digital commercials. We got the viral videos. We were doing it. It was so early, I kind of felt insecure about it. I wanted that industry love. Went and did the Montreal, the half hour. And I was just early. I should have continued. To be honest with you, I should have continued on that course of doing my own thing because I did all that stuff and it did nothing for me. It didn't – you made a tiny bit of money and it did nothing. It didn't advance my career because that era is kind of over.
You did stuff before your time though because if that YouTube page was here and it had fucking 100,000 fucking videos on it, you'd probably be a creator, a gazillionaire, you know.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If I just continued, if I had just stayed and seen where it was going, but I didn't.
It's that insecurity, dude. Yeah. And that's the thing I refuse to get bullied the fuck out of, especially
now.
Don't
get bullied out of it. I did, and it's no good.
Yep. Don't get fucking bullied out of it because you can say whatever the fuck you want about my show. This is where it's at. This is what you join up, become a member, because now we know you're legit and you really want to see the show. The fans of this show are all fucking awesome. They're fucking great.
So can I tell you another thing that I think that has been successful for me on the radio is I don't call my listeners fans. They're not necessarily fans of mine. They just like to listen to the show. They're listeners. And that's kind of how I feel like when we do the jerk-off party on Saturday, we just let everybody in and hang out with them. It's not like we're... You know, they're not there because they get to talk to us. They're there because they get to see each other and they get to watch.
Well, now I sound like an asshole because I just said fans. So, I mean, you could
have. No. It's different. You have Patreon. I mean, you have internet fans. That's different.
I know that's a good point. I like that. That's good. That's good to remember. I like
it. You know what? That's funny because when I was with when I used to tour with Dane, my fans, and I always used to bother me. And I was like, I'm just too insecure to have fans because I just can't. People come and see me at my shows, and I go out and I hang and I'll fucking, you know, I've gone to diners with people, you know, after shows. Like you, I can't believe you're hanging out. It's like I was hungry. Yeah. It's a fucking great diner. Why wouldn't I fucking? Why wouldn't I, you guys? You don't, cool?
You're not talking down to them. You don't think that you're above them.
No, not at all. You know, I mean, I'm way better than them in a lot of things.
You don't tell them about it.
No, you don't tell them publicly. You just, you know. Right. No, I'm kidding. Well, Giannis. You know, man,
I won. Just say it. I won. You're on my side. Just say it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I did try to stick up for you. You're a different person than me. You like to do these rants. You like to go on Twitter and whatever and type out a bunch of shit and say some stuff that maybe I think or maybe I would in my brain or if I said one-on-one to people. I just never do it publicly on Twitter or social media because I think it's an unfair thing. You know, that's why, like, the other day when you texted me, I didn't read any of it because I want to just talk to you. I don't want to read something and then come up with a fucking – I just want to call you because I think, you know, having it face-to-face is a better thing. So I don't do that. That's your thing. I would never – there's a lot of things I'd love to say, but I don't say them publicly. I will talk behind your back really bad, but I will not.
You'll call me right after the show.
Right after the show, I'm going to go, this cocksucker. Listen, he got a pinball machine. What's he worried about? Why does he give up one of those 1,000 fucking Patreon people? Come on.
Yeah.
I
never name anyone. I never say specifically who I'm talking about. I never named anyone. I didn't name anyone here. I never would. I never have ever named someone, you know. But yeah, you're right. I do tweet. Sometimes maybe too much.
Our problem is this, dude. We're very funny, and we're not. We can't be fake. It's a hard thing to be fake. You know, the people that I know can't be fake, and we're funny though. We'll call you out on your shirt or your hack joke or something stupid said, but it's in a funny way. We'll try to bust your balls and give you shit about it and laugh about it so that you can, like, there's a lot of things. Dude, I used to fuck a stool on stage. That was my thing.
Squiddly-dip.
Not wrong with that.
Well, you know, I got beat out of it because every time I did it, they'd come down from upstairs at the cellar and they'd run down, Bobby's fucking the stool. Bob, and they'd come down and sit in the hallway and they'd just be like, yeah. And I'd be like, right there. I gotta stop this.
Oh, I get it. You know,
I gotta stop fucking a stool because this is fucking embarrassing. But Listen,
what about the Bass Man though?
Let me tell you something. I should have done Billy the Bass Man right when it happened. I'd be a massive success right now.
What's Billy the Bass Man?
Billy the Bass Man is a character I created. I could have toured with Mauricia. Me and you could have fucking had our own Patreon.
Why'd you stop?
Wow, I can't do characters. Let's be honest. I'm not good.
Do it. Give us a little taste. Who's Billy? Let's meet him.
What are you doing a sunset view, you fucking bitch man?
You guys want to see the sunset? Sunset?
No. Nobody Beautiful. Cares about a sunset. We're not 85.
Look at that.
Sunset. Wow. I've seen hilarious. Ooh,
the sun is going down.
Oh, cool, Calta. I'm so happy.
Oh. Are you really fascinated by the sunset?
Hey, social distance, you asshole. Social distance. Can you hear me? Stop it. You're on notice. Social distance.
Michael Shea liked it.
Keith, he dropped his fucking. Hey, Robinson, what's
God
up?
God damn it.
You're a fucking bitch, mate.
Fucking Giannis Papas. Knocked down my fucking phone. Motherfucker.
He sounds like he's a rotary. He sounds like he's an AOL dial-up.
There's a motherfucker playing the trumpet out here.
Yeah. That's because you're in the South.
Oh, we love our country.
I love my country. You fuck. Why we can't love my country? I'm from Boston. I love America.
He wasn't American playing.
He's playing Reveille.
Yeah.
That's from the fucking army, you fatso.
Bobby, how many stripes are on the flag?
15. 13.
Wrong.
13.
How many stars?
50, you fucking nut.
Why?
Because there are states, you fat mush.
What? Why does that have to do with my body size?
Because you're trying to hang me out there with fucking with real Americans. Like I'm going to fail. Go fuck yourself. How's that? How's that? God bless America.
I'm as sorry to you as Giannis is to Michael Che.
Yeah. With that goatee, I wouldn't expect you to know how many fucking states there are.
Get the fuck out of here, both of you. Now I got a lot of compliments on my goatee. Now I'm going to shave it. How's that, Giannis?
I love it. You don't even see how yellow your teeth look.
It's nice.
Do you call my teeth yellow again?
No, I can't even see your teeth because of how white your beard is.
No, my teeth aren't yellow, you fucking, you sunset queer. Well, here's the thing. I'm very excited. I think, and when I say the East Coast is going to make a run for podcasting, I think the West Coast did a great job, have a lot of great shows, but I think the East Coast is finally getting their shit together on what to do and how to do it. And I think that, I think a lot of shows are popping up right now. Yours being one of them. I think that this show right here is fucking one of them. I'm very excited about it.
And I think I think the West Coast guys are excited for us. I think they're looking at us going like, what are you guys doing? What's taking so long? Stop cutting each other down so much and do your own thing. Support each other.
I think, yeah, I know. But that's our problem is that we cut each other down because we always do it in the name of funny. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, we can't lose that, Giannis. We can't lose that brutal honesty. I know that, look it, Tough Crowd. They hated Tough Crowd. But all they've tried to do is remake Tough Crowd every fucking year. It's like, yeah, we want a table. We want it like the table. We want, but you don't, because the table's mean and vicious, and you're not. Your feelings get hurt. But it's that's where funny lies. Funny does not lie in fucking happiness. When are we gonna fucking deal? Funny lies in fucking hatred, fucking depression, fucking evil, bad shit. That's where funny is, most of the time.
Just let it hang out there.
Yeah, it was.
There's something in the background of where you're at, Calta, that keeps coming through.
Yeah, Calta's fucking.
All right, you want me to bail out? I'll bail out.
No, we're gonna end the show. We're done with the show, guys. We're done.
Good,
it's done.
Done with the show.
Listen, what's wrong with you? What's wrong? What are you saying it like that for?
Oh, no. I love the show. I think Giannis is great for coming on and talking about it instead of ignoring it. And I'm sorry that I'm sitting on a balcony at the beach as the sun gently dips into the ocean behind me. I don't need any halo lights or anything. I just have natural lighting. A bunch of happy girls running around. We're allowed outside. I understand why other people would be bitter, and it's totally fine with me.
God bless.
You're a bitch,
and I'm off tomorrow from work.
Are you off?
Yeah. Get all the money coming from this fucking thing. I don't need anything else.
Giannis.
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Thanks for coming on. Will you come back on with Che?
I'll come on with Che. Of course I'll come on with Che.
We got to get you and Chrissy on.
I'll come on with Chrissy. I'll come on with Che. I'll come on with Marisa. I'll come on with Keith Robinson. You know?
You won't come on. You, Marisa won't come on here, will she?
Maurice has been on. I've had her on your show a few times. I mean, what are you talking about? I've done it like three times. I did it once with Colin.
Something, though? Marisa can only come on for a half hour because around 45, Marisa starts getting tired and you start answering like Giannis.
One of the stupidest things I did was when Lewis's idea. I mean, Lewis has great, you know, he has ideas, and Lewis is very industrious. I really respect him for that.
Absolutely.
I did the podcast as both characters, and I'll tell you what, you're not supposed to do characters every week for fucking 40 minutes. I mean, it starts to get a little weird. It starts to get a little weird in your mind. It was
good. Yeah. Look at Martin Short and tell me you don't see Jiminy Glick every time he talks.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah. All right, we'll come back on as Mauricio. Come on, will you come in on a Saturday night?
Yeah, I'll come in a Saturday night. Yeah.
Saturday night, we let all the fans in around 7:30, and we hang out for like an hour.
It gets
a little crazy, a little weird. We have usually if Mike sends out the thing right. No, I'm kidding, Mike. He did a good job. He got it. We have a guy playing piano. We have songs. We have Joe Russell dresses in character. Professor Stinkwrinkle. So we do a lot of fun stuff. We got to have Gabby in one night, too. Gabby would be fun.
I'll do it.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you got to be high. You can't be as plain and mopey as you are tonight.
Yeah, you can't be fucking, yeah, you're sitting there like fucking.
You don't understand. I went back to New Jersey, and my parents make me drink so much every night. And during the day, I am just a shell of a woman.
I would love to come to your dad's house and drink.
It's so fun. I'm so tired.
He seems like a great guy, your dad.
Well, where is he right now? I thought he was showing up.
No, he went to go get food.
Nice talking to you. All right.
You listen, make him Gabby, go get food. He's one of the most famous fucking guys in. Oh, Jesus. Now the band's played. And he has to go get the food. Don't you have like little Mexican guys to do that for you?
In his.
Hey.
First of all, social distance. No Mexican on the property. Secondly, in his heart, he is a dad through and through. He'll come in every day and check the temperature of my room for no reason. You know, he's a psychopath. He folds my laundry.
Yeah,
nice.
He's probably making sure there's no dude you're banging in his house.
My boyfriend's been here 3 times.
Did you do it in the house?
No.
That private. Jesus Christ.
Hi, Giannis. We're doing some cigars next week, or maybe the end of this week if you want to hook it up. And thanks for coming on, buddy. Love you.
Love
and
you
I
guys.
Love.
Thank both you guys. Thank you, Gabby, Mike.
What do you got? Of course, we got History Hyenas every morning on all things comedy. It's hard to say.
Ooh, that had to hurt.
Ooh, that's hard to say.
I came on for that. I mean, you can't. I even came on for that, and I dealt with that.
You did. That's because you're a goddamn man, all right? You're a goddamn man, Giannis.
Who dresses like a woman.
And someday you're going to have to explain to your kid what that shit's all about. But listen.
See, it's better when I'm here. It's better when I'm here.
We tried to get you, but you had to go fucking fart fucking pink out of your asshole to let everybody know what was going on. Love everybody. Gabby, go to Gabby Bryant. Hug Gabby.
Bryant on Instagram. I have an Instagram live show at the Stand NYC on the Stand's Instagram every Tuesday. America, baby.
Bush, what do you got?
Follow me on Instagram at Mike D. Suarez. See me on History Hyenas.
Giannis, thanks for coming on. Thank you, everybody. Remember the Patreon. Make sure to spread the word. And join patreon.com/Robert Kelly. Counter and Kelly. 1,000 pounds of funny. God bless America.
Yeah.
I love America. We'll see you guys tomorrow night. Wrap it up, Mush.
You've been listening to the YKWD podcast. Thanks for listening. Now go back to your shitty jobs.